Savitri, Book 7, Canto 6, starting from the page 546, finishing with the page 548. The men who walked beneath an unreal sky seemed mobile puppets out of cardboard, cut and pushed by unseen hands across the soil, or moving pictures upon fences, film. There was no soul within, no power of life. The brain's vibrations that appear like thought, the nerve's brief answer to each contact's knock, the heart's quiverings felt as joy and grief and love, were twitchings of the body, the seeming self. That body forged from atoms and from gas, a manufactured lie of Maya's make, its life a dream seen by the sleeping void. The animals, lone or trooping through the glades, fled like a passing vision of beauty and grace, imagined by some all-creating eye. Yet something was there behind the fading scene. Wherever she turned, at whatsoever she looked, it was perceived, yet hid from mind and sight. The one only real shut itself from space and stood aloof from the idea of time. Its truth escaped from shape and line and hue. All else grew unsubstantial, self-annulled. This only everlasting seemed and true, yet nowhere dwelt. It was outside the hours. This only could justify the labor of sight, but sight could not define for it a form. This only could appease the unsatisfied ear, but hearing listened in vain for a missing sound. This answered not the sense, called not to mind. It met her as the uncaught inaudible voice that speaks forever from the unknowable. It met her like an omnipresent point, pure of dimensions and fixed, invisible, the single oneness of its multiplied beat accentuating its soul eternity. It faced her as some vast knot's immensity, an endless no to all that seems to be, an endless yes to things ever unconceived, and all that is unimagined and unthought, an eternal zero or untotaled aught, a spaceless and a placeless infinite. Yet eternity and infinity seemed but words, vainly fixed by mind's incompetence to its stupendous, lone reality. The world is but a spark burst from its light. All moments flashes from its timelessness. All objects glimmerings of the bodiless that disappear from mind when that is seen. It held as if a shield before its face, a consciousness that saw without a seer, the truth where knowledge is not, nor knower, nor known. The love enamored of its own delight, in which the lover is not, nor the beloved, bringing their personal passion into the vast, the force omnipotent in quietude, the bliss that none can ever hope to taste. It cancelled the convincing cheat of self. A truth in nothingness was its mighty clue. If all existence could renounce to be, and being take refuge in non-being's arms, and non-being could strike out its ciphered round, some luster of that reality might appear. A formless liberation came on her. Once sepulchred alive in brain and flesh, she had risen up from body, mind, and life. She was no more a person in the world. She had escaped into infinity.